Welcome to the Sports Law Biz Podcast, dedicated to helping people better understand the law and business of sports. I'm your host, Peter Ott, and we've got a lot to talk about here today, so why don't we just jump in? Hello, everybody. This is Peter Ott with the Sports Law Biz Podcast. I'm here today to record episode zero. This is the first episode of the Sports Law Biz Podcast. This is just to get into the iTunes feed and make sure that this system works. I'd like to talk briefly about myself and why I'm doing this podcast. So like I said, my name's Peter Ott. I went to the University of Utah for my undergraduate studies, where I got degrees in political science and economics with a minor in Spanish. And I then attended the University of Virginia School of Law for law school. And that was a great experience. I love UVA Law. If any people are thinking of going to law school and are interested in learning more about UVA, feel free to reach out to me. I could talk about it until the end of the world. My law school experience was wonderful. And part of the reason why it was so wonderful was because of the good opportunities I had to learn from mentors and professors who were willing to take time to talk with me and help me through it. And the number of professors that helped me are almost countless, but I'd just like to mention one. His name's Professor Gordon Hilton. He really took time to talk with me, both in class — I took several classes from him — but also outside of class, staying after to talk about issues in the sports law world, but also just about life and about law school and just kind of how things work. And I think that's really important for people to have some kind of connection with somebody who can help them understand how the system works, whether it's law school or anything in life. And I'm very grateful to Professor Hilton for that. So I just wanted to take this time to thank him. Additionally, another important experience that I had in law school was I was the programs editor for the Virginia Journal of Sports and Entertainment Law. And we put on a symposium my third year in law school, where we brought in speakers from the sports and entertainment industries to speak about their experience working in those industries. And our keynote speaker was Sonny Vaccaro. Sonny is a legend in the sports world, having worked previously as a sneaker executive for Nike and Reebok, being involved with Michael Jordan, and establishing basketball camps that provided a system where college coaches could come and get to observe the best high school athletes. And so Sonny's well known in the sports world. But what was most interesting to me about him and about his wife Pam, who travel together as a duo wherever they go, is their dedication in this part of their life after retirement to the issue of college athletes and how to make sure that college athletes are, in their view, compensated fairly for the work that they put forth on the field, on the basketball court, wherever it is. And Sonny has been a tireless speaker on behalf of that issue and about compensating college athletes. Now, whether you agree with Sonny or not on this issue, his passion is visible and inarguable. And I think that is a really admirable trait, that somebody is educated about an issue and passionate about that issue and willing to dedicate really their life to it. And that has inspired me to think about what I'm passionate about. And from that process of thinking, I decided to create this website, the Sports Law Biz blog, and this podcast, the Sports Law Biz Podcast, where I hope to be able to provide a location for people to learn about these issues and to think about them more. So the purpose of this podcast, like I said before, is to discuss the law and business of sports. These are things beyond the actual play on the field or on the court. This can include a lot of things. Some things that come to mind just off the top of my head include player discipline, include collective bargaining between labor and management in sports, include the constantly changing structure of college sports, the financing of stadiums, whether it's public financing or private financing, the ever-increasing franchise valuations that we observe in professional sports franchises, escalating player salaries, and even the exciting topic of taxation of those salaries. This podcast aims to be a resource for those interested in these topics and many others. I will speak to academics and practitioners in the field of sports law and sports business about these issues, and hopefully we can learn from their words and experiences. If there's any topic you'd like to hear about, or person you'd like to hear from on this podcast, let me know. I'm excited to take this journey with you on the Sports Law Biz podcast. This has been an episode of the Sports Law Biz podcast. This podcast is available through the Sports Law Biz website or through iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and YouTube. Before wrapping things up, I'd like to thank some people. First of all, I'd like to thank my friend, Lieb Montoya, for designing the Sports Law Biz podcast logo, as well as the Sports Law Biz blog logo. His artistic ability certainly surpasses mine. If interested, you can check out more of Lieb's work on Instagram and Twitter. His handle is at Lieb Montoya in both places. That's at L-I-B Montoya. Additionally, I'd like to thank the musical artist for providing this theme music that you're listening to right now. The artist is a band called The Losers. The album is entitled Young, Tough, Terrible. The track is Sports with an exclamation point. The label is Needle Drop Co. This music is available through a Creative Commons license of Attribution Non-Commercial 3.0 Unported. This podcast was produced and recorded by myself, Peter Ott, and you can reach me at my personal Twitter handle, at PeterJOTT, through the Sports Law Biz Twitter handle, at SportsLawBiz, or through email at SportsLawBizBlog@gmail.com. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. If you are interested in contributing to either the Sports Law Biz blog or podcast, definitely reach out to me. I love to talk to people about these issues, and I know I can use all the help I can get. Finally, I'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully it was enjoyable. If so, please spread the word and let your friends and colleagues know about it. Leave a review on iTunes. Any way you can spread the news about this podcast would be greatly appreciated. That's our episode today. Tune in next time to learn more about the law and business of sports. I'm looking forward to discussing it with you on the Sports Law Biz podcast.